The Side Piece, a novel by J.M. Vella, narrated by Dr. Joe Vio. Chapter 25. Chase arrived at the Shangri-La Cafe and peered through the glass door to see whether Shonda was there. He spotted her standing behind the register in her usual sarong that went along with the tropical theme of her business. She glanced up at him, frowned, and walked away across the dining area to the kitchen, where Chuck was busy chopping up fresh pineapple to puree for the cafe's signature cocktails. Undaunted, Chase opened the door and seated himself at his usual table by the window. He wouldn't take the bait by going into the kitchen after her. He knew she would get more confrontational with him if she was out of sight from her customers. The brunch customers were starting to come in, so all he needed to do was wait for Shonda to come back out to attend to them. Shonda took a lot of pride in her business and would never ignore her customers. Shonda waited impatiently in the kitchen, hoping that Chase would come looking for her, but she was growing more agitated by the repeated door chimes. More customers were coming in. She visualized a confused line of them forming behind the reception stand, looking around for someone to welcome and seat them. She glanced at the clock on the kitchen wall. It was 11:30 a.m. This was the lucrative brunch crowd. Chuck looked up from chopping pineapple.
Shonda, they're lining up out there. You better get to it.
She sighed heavily and pushed through the door. Her hope of luring Chase into a private area of the cafe had failed. She forced a smile on her face and greeted her customers, apologized for the wait, and graciously showed each party to their table. Chase watched her navigate through this crowd. She certainly had a way with people. Her customers fell instantly in love with the charming auburn-haired owner. It didn't hurt that she looked like $1 million wrapped up in that sarong that accentuated her curves. As much as he was still physically attracted to Shonda, Chase had grown weary of her and was rediscovering his wife. The ordeal he and Marianne were going through with Jack brought them closer together, and he was happy about that. He had to do it. Chase had to get his point across to Shonda. He would do whatever it took to prevent her from destroying his family. Whatever it took. Once the brunch customers were seated and orders executed, Shonda reluctantly made her way to Chase's table. She stood over him, pen and pad in hand, looking over his head.
May I take your order?
Sit down for a minute. We need to talk.
The cafe is very busy right now. I don't have time to waste on you. Either put in an order or leave. That table is for paying customers.
I'll have a cup of coffee and a slice of banana cream pie.
Fine.
She walked away briskly and sliced a piece of pie from the assortment in the pastry case, giving Chase the stink eye the entire time. Then she poured a cup of coffee and put both items on a small tray. She was relieved to see Chuck coming out of the kitchen with a fresh batch of pineapple puree. Table 12 had ordered 5 piña coladas. She leaned over the bar and whispered,
Chuck, would you mind taking this order to table 1? I don't want to interact with him.
Chuck glanced at table 1 and saw the familiar face. He smiled.
You two got into a little lover's quarrel? Sure, I'll play along.
He took the tray from Shonda and walked to table 1, ceremoniously placing the pie and coffee in front of Chase.
Welcome back, Mr. Howard. Good to see you.
He tilted his head in Shonda's direction and smiled broadly.
Women, you can't live with them, you can't live without them.
He winked and left Chase alone with his order. Chase waited patiently, taking slow bites of the pie,
nursing his coffee and watching Shonda as she continued to go out of her way to ignore him. He was determined to sit there until she had no choice but to talk to him. Finally, most of the customers had dispersed and the place was emptying out. It was 2 p.m. He had sat there for 2.5 hours, annoying the heck out of Shonda. Even Chuck was growing anxious and decided to intervene. He walked out from behind the bar and leaned into Shonda's ear.
Go talk to the guy. He's not going to leave until you do. The two of you are giving me a fucking ulcer.
She shrugged and slowly walked reluctantly to table one, pulled out a chair and sat down. She glared at Chase.
If you've got something to say to me, say it. I've got a business to run, and you're taking up space.